This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of the listener requests I often hear is for a show on the chicken tractor. I've mentioned the tractor on previous shows about housing hens and about permaculture systems, but never got into too much detail. The chicken tractor is really more of a concept than a specific object. My working definition would be any chicken coop or run that can be reasonably moved from one section of your farm or garden to another in regular rotation. It must be floorless or open to the ground, so the chickens spending their time in the tractor can feed from and prepare the soil. As I always say, chickens can supercharge the productivity of a garden by tilling the soil with their scratching and pecking as they eat bugs and weeds from your land and leave behind a fertilizing layer of their nutrient-rich poop. However, it's also possible for chickens to overwork a piece of soil, leaving it not so much tilled as compacted, or leaving behind an excess of fertilizer, which can be bad for plants. Furthermore, in the height of gardening season, chickens may eat not only bugs and weeds, but also some of the cultivated greens, tomatoes, or herbs that you are growing for yourself. This is why the most efficient chickening gardeners don't want their fowl spending all their time in one area. For me, the solution has always been to invest a lot of hours on installing, removing, and modifying temporary fencing. It's always proved worth the time for me, but that was when I was able to spend more time puttering around in my garden than working for wages. Furthermore, it wasn't always reliable. Temporary fencing is pretty much by definition breachable, and the Bacaw flock has not always stayed where I wanted them to debug and till, and have often gotten into crops that I wasn't quite ready to share. You might think I'd be all about mobile coops and runs by now, but I have to admit that I always overlooked their potential for myself because I always thought of the chicken tractor as a tool for large gardens and small farms, not for urban backyard agriculture. Maybe part of the reason for my short-sightedness is the name, chicken tractor. When I think of tractors, I think of massive earth-moving machines. And indeed, some chicken tractors are used to house and transport dozens of chickens and take a few people or an actual engine-run tractor to move. For instance, sustainable agriculture celebrity Joel Salatin is famous in some circles for his use of a very large chicken tractor he uses to take his farm plots through a cycle of grass growing to large livestock grazing to chicken working to crop reaping and sowing and back again. But the word chicken tractor was first used by someone who was very anti-engine tractor. Bill Mollison, founder of the permaculture movement, coined the phrase chicken tractor as an alternative to combustion engine tractors, which actually compact more soil than they till, leave behind particulates from their petroleum engines, till so deep they destroy microorganism systems important to sustain growing, and require massive amounts of unsustainable energy to operate. A chicken tractor is meant as a term for gently guiding nature, or chickens acting naturally, in preparing soil just as efficiently, although a little more slowly, without all the bad side effects of mechanized methods. I didn't know that bit of etymological agriculture history and didn't start to realize the benefits of the chicken tractor to microagriculture until I was intrigued to receive an email about a chicken tractor workshop targeted to urban chickeners like me. The email invite came from a group called Just Food, who work to ensure that all New Yorkers have access to affordable, sustainable, locally grown food. They work toward those goals by offering financial and educational assistance to community gardeners, farmers markets, and community-supported agriculture projects, and by lobbying on local agriculture policy. The main presenter at the tractor workshop was Gregory Anderson, a community gardener in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, who's been chickening for just a few short months and already speaks with the authority and knowledge about raising chickens properly that make him seem like an old farmhand. Chickening is so inspiring and easy that you meet a lot of chickeners who have experienced that kind of learning curve. Mr. Anderson didn't have to talk long to make me see that using a movable chicken run could have saved me a lot of trouble as a tool in maintaining permaculture-type systems that build topsoil and increases productivity one bed at a time. He led the group in a discussion and contributed his own expertise to explore how one can move a tractor of chickens over a sequence of beds, with crops having different peak times. When you've finished harvesting a crop bed, you can let the chickens finish off the stems and scraps, eat the weeds and any bugs that may have established themselves, and till and fertilize the soil. You don't want too much poop in any one place, because chicken manure can be so nitrogen rich that in high concentrations, it can damage growing plants. The tractor allows you to move the chickens away from those areas before they reach the concentration point known as hot, and move then to the next bed that has recently been harvested. The recently worked bed will be ready for a new crop to be planted. The workshop was held at St. Augustine's Parochial School in the Bronx, New York, by the students Chicken Club, who I plan to profile on a future show. They were interested in using a chicken tractor as a way to easily take their flock of 15 chickens to different garden sites on school property and in the neighborhood. They explained how difficult it is to herd that many excited hens, and how, of course, if they're going to just visit a garden for a day or few, one wouldn't want to build a whole new coop. Although the tractors are not secure enough to keep predators away from the chickens overnight, it's great for housing them during the days to new places that don't have fences and might not have supervision. The workshop was a hands-on experience, building two chicken tractors, one for St. Augustine School and another for another community garden I'll profile in a future show, the Taqua Community Garden, also in the Bronx. This tractor would provide each chicken with around 4 square feet of space. The Bacaw flock usually had more space per chicken than that, and I do believe chickening is healthier, cleaner, and more fun the more space you have. But I've seen flocks of well-fed hens in comfortable environments thriving in 4 square feet per chick. St. Augustine's flock live in a coop with about that much space, and they were as happy as any flock I've ever met. As with a permanent coop, it's important to provide shade in the hot summer and wind protection in the winter, but a simple tractor of a decent size can be a real treat for a flock of hens. I hope the chickeners listening today understand the benefits of building a tractor if they don't already have one, but I will say that seeing one in action and talking face to face with chickeners who've used them is very persuasive. I was also very fortunate to be able to learn about the design and construction of a simple tractor through having a hands-on demonstration. For many people, constructing anything is intimidating, and looking at plans on the internet might not ease anyone's anxieties. However, if you are interested in seeing some plans, you can Google chicken tractor and search through the various plans available, or order the new City Chickens Guide from Just Food through their website, justfood.org. My best suggestion is to encourage my listeners to bring together a group of local chickeners with someone in their area who can lead a workshop on building a chicken tractor, not only for the hands-on three-dimensional visual learning experience, but also for the sociability of it. Chickening can be a personally gratifying experience, and chickening is a great way to reduce your personal ecological footprint. However, it doesn't have to be a solo project. Indeed, one of the benefits of urban chickening is that raising chickens with others and talking to chickening neighbors is a community-building experience. Whatever group assembles around a chicken issue, you'll learn from each other's experience. You'll become even more inspired by your chickening when you share stories with others. And if you do something like build a coop together, you'll get to practice your teamwork skills. The only thing that competes with the humor and beauty of seeing a flock of chickens work out who's who and how to live side by side is actually being one of a flock of chickening city folk learning who's who and how to spend the day together working on a shared goal. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky, Bucky Bacaw. Bucky.